All right. Hello there, ghost lovers. I'm here with Jim, who is the owners of DiRocco's, an Italian joint. And just to clarify, Jim, your other restaurant used to be called the Virginia Grill, but it's now,
DiRocco's Grill.
so the whole building is now
It's
DiRocco's.
DiRocco's, an
Okay, gotcha.
Italian restaurant, yeah.
Yes. And
And we also have the tap room, the bar downstairs,
yes.
and we've got the grill, and then the fine dining in the main dining room.
Excellent. And then, if you would tell me in some of your own words what your favorite ghost experiences are that happen here.
Well, we have the upstairs dining room. There is a wood-burning fireplace. I'm sorry. There
Oh.
was a wood-burning fireplace, and it didn't have a flue cover, so you would have to go up and put newspaper in it or something, small kindling just to heat the flue so that the smoke would go up. Otherwise, it would back up in the room. Well, one of my waiters had gone up and just lit the fire, and the whole room filled up with smoke. And one of the employees came running down into my office and said, "Jim, there's smoke upstairs." So I knew what happened. I went upstairs, and the oddest thing was in the smoke, you can see somebody. It looked like a figure walking through the smoke towards the front part of the restaurant. And I got goosebumps all over. I thought, you know what, I'll just let this burn out a little bit. And I left the room. It just sort of scared the heck out of me, to be honest with you. It just, because you can tell it was a figure. Like somebody was walking, like it couldn't have been an air draft. It couldn't have been some kind of a thing from the air conditioning system or whatever, or the heating system. And so that was the one time that I had actually witnessed something that was strong enough in my own mind that, okay, yeah, there is some kind of thing going on in this
So
place.
it looks like a sort of shadow figure walking
Yeah, like the
around.
smoke, you can see the, like if you had walked through smoke, you can, you sort of dissipates around you and it changes, and it was stepping, it was walking.
Wow. Do you think this was
So
the famous Handsome Harry?
that's it, that's what they call him. I don't know. I heard it was Indian, but again, these are other stories I had heard that if you looked in the mirror, you can see him. But some of these things I think people perhaps just embellish, but mine was real. I mean,
There's
there was
something
no
here.
way that that was not something unusual.
How about
Never
that?
seen smoke move that way, not that way.
Wow.
Like there was somebody physically walking through the room.
Gotcha. Now I've
So.
heard from the lovely bar keep downstairs at the tap room that there are candles that light themselves. Is that true?
Well, I've heard the same thing. I've not witnessed it myself, but I have heard that. Another story, and this is sort of irrelevant, but in the upstairs dining room, I had curtains made for the three windows, and they're very expensive. And the lady that had made them had brought them in, laid them up in the dining room. She had them on the tables. I saw them. I come in the next day, and the curtains are gone. And they're gone.
Whoa.
And these are very expensive curtains. And of course, I'm freaking out. I'm, calling all my staff in. I want a meeting right now. Who's messing with me like now? Who's taking my curtains? Everybody denies. Nobody says anything. Week later, I go upstairs in the dining room, and they were all laid out just exactly like they were originally.
Somebody
So,
was admiring those curtains.
well, he maybe didn't want them up, but and over the years, when I was here back in the 80s and 90s, we did seem to lose things that would show back up again another time. So I always felt more comfortable with this ghost. I thought he was just playing, as opposed to nothing was ever broken, nothing was ever destroyed, but every now and then something would be missing and then it would show up where it was before.
How about that?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've had encounters with some of the ghosts down here, and I always feel like nobody there's they're not malevolent. They're just kind of, people without bodies hanging
Yeah.
around. They like Occoquan just like we who love to visit Occoquan love Occoquan. I guess they loved it so much they decided to
They stayed
stay.
here, yeah. Well, this building, the center building, was from the 1800s. There were quite a few families that had lived there. And it was in the 70s that after the, before the flood, actually, this was, they became the Occoquan Inn, they had called it, but it was more sandwiches for people that were coming to town to fish. It wasn't much of a tourist town back then. Nobody really came into Occoquan. But as it grew, again, we just noticed, and a lot of the other merchants that I had known all agreed they were more playful than they were harmful. Nothing to be afraid of, but something to be aware of.
And do you feel like it's more than one spirit, or just predominantly one spirit?
I'm going to go with the one, because I only saw one figure walking through the smoke. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe he had a girlfriend and she was still asleep. I don't know.
She's the one that was admiring the curtains.
Could have been. She was the one that wanted the curtains, and he hid them for a while. So
that's pretty great.
Yeah.
And then, so, and Jim, you're going to be opening for dining.
The main dining room will reopen again starting this weekend. And we'll still be serving in the grill, more of a lighter fare menu. But in the main restaurant, we'll do our main entrees, good Italian bread. Getting ready to introduce pizza. We're working on a couple different recipes right now, just to, you know, fill that hole in the Italian menu. We have great spaghetti, meatballs, linguinis, different types of sausages, but we're trying to go with the that's our next step, is the pizza right now.
Well, that's exciting. I have to say, like, I've been, you know, I moved my business Local Color from Alexandria to here last August. I've been here a year. And I always come to your restaurant for chili. You have the best chili in town. It's delicious.
It hasn't been on the menu right now because of the summer. And because right now we're trying to keep everything fresh, whatever's selling the best. The chili will be back on the menu when the weather cools down, along with the soups. I'm not even doing any soups right now, just we make them fresh. They only last a day or two. And I just don't like throwing away food. If I don't have to, I want to serve everything as fresh as possible.
Of course. Well, it's, I mean, I've always had a good meal here.
Good.
You know, excellent sandwiches and things. I'm very excited. And, you know, you can visit DiRocco's, an Italian joint. And you can also come here on the Occoquan Spirits Ghost Tour. We have a Haunted History Tour, which is family oriented, but we also have the Pub Crawl. So that we'll be kicking that off this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights, from starting at 7 p.m. and on Sunday nights starting at 5 p.m. Please message me for availability, and stay spooky, my friends. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.